Jesus is Jewish? Yes, that is correct. Do you know or even have awareness of Jesus' Jewishness? Does it matter? Hosea 4:6 warns us, "My people are destroyed for want of knowledge." Are you one of God's people? Members of His people know the ultimate source of knowledge, the Bible. So what knowledge are we lacking? If you could get this missing knowledge for free, and with this knowledge gain closeness with God, discernment, and insight among many other blessings, would you seek after that knowledge? I am sure the answer would be yes. So let's take the first step. We know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Scripture confirms that as true. So remember, Jesus is Jewish? If that is true, we'd expect to find scriptural evidence from his conception to the resurrection and that he must still be Jewish, right? Of course. Just like our Jewish Jesus and his Jewish disciples who lived it, we can apply this eye-opening view to reading the Gospels. For example, in Matthew 26, we read that Messiah simply said to his disciples, "I want you to prepare the Passover." Imagine yourself there. Would you be able to obey and fulfill that command? Probably not, without plenty of instructions. So one gap in your knowledge is revealed. Jesus didn't need to give his disciples any details. They were all Jewish, they already knew. Let's take another look. Matthew writes about Jesus' baptism in chapter 3. John the Baptist recognizes correctly who Jesus is, but resists and rejects Messiah's need for immersion. Eventually he complies, but only after Jesus says, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Perfect Jesus wasn't righteous enough yet? What level of righteousness was Jesus reaching for? How was John's human participation going to help? Are you scratching your head or stunned into awkward silence? This question confirms that a second gap in your knowledge really does exist. Understanding the Jewishness of the Gospels and of our Savior, Jesus, can quickly close that gap. By God's grace and mercy, essential life-preserving knowledge has been preserved so you do not perish. Join us as we pursue knowledge and truth in the ancient Hebrew text of the Word. Receive blessings from heaven, draw closer to Jesus that you have ever imagined possible. Join us now as we rediscover that Jesus is still Jewish.
Welcome, everyone, to the Jesus is Jewish Show. Our show topic for today is, are you really a brother or sister of Jesus, or do you just think you are? In this teaching today, we're going to see who is really a brother or sister of Messiah. Are you a brother of Messiah just because you believe in him? Well, that would include Satan as Jesus' brother. Is there a distinct difference between someone who follows Satan and someone who follows Jesus? Did Jesus give us some expectations that need to be met to be his brother, sister? Let's go see. Let us first remind ourselves that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is, and always will be, Jewish. So let's go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 through 50. Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 through 50. While he was still speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and brothers were standing outside seeking to speak to him. Someone said to him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you." But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother, sister, and mother. He is my brother, sister, and mother." So let's go back to verse 46. In verse 46, we are told that Yeshua's blood relatives, being his mother and his actual brothers, were outside. But in verse 50, Yeshua speaks about these other people surrounding him who are his mother and his brothers and sisters. Can both of these groups be his family? Well, let's look closer at verse 49 and 50 again. Stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father, who is in heaven, he is my brother, sister, and mother." Jesus says very clearly that those that do the will of his Father in heaven, those people are his brothers and sisters. Those are the only ones Yeshua will consider to be part of his family. That those that do the will of his Father, would somebody who worships Satan, would that person be his brother or sister? Everybody's saying absolutely not. Would someone who casts spells be Messiah's brother or sister? Once again, absolutely not. Would someone who worships idols be his brother or sister? That answer is once again, no. So there's this very interesting line in verse 50. Yeshua says, "For whoever does the will of my Father, who is in heaven." All right, so let's take a closer look at what the word will means in the Greek. The word will is G2307. The first definition is of what God wishes to be done by us. Okay? Number two, commands or precepts. Okay, so number one, of what God the Father wishes to be done by us. What does the Father want done by us? Can we find that out for sure? Well, definition number two gives you what he wants from us. Definition number two is commands or precepts. Do we know what those commands are? Can we find them out? Absolutely, we can find them out. And we know what the commandments are. Would the Father or his Son ever change those commandments or precepts? Well, in Malachi 3, verse 6, the Father says he never changes. And in Hebrews 13, verse 8, says Yeshua, Jesus, never changes. He said Jesus never changes. So what is the will of the Father? So where do we find the precepts that will make us a brother or sister of Jesus? Well, they're found in the first five books of our Bible. It's called the Torah. Some of you might know it as the law. So in Leviticus 23, verse 4 through 42, we got seven holy days that are the will of the Father. The first one is Passover, Pesach. The second one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Hag Matzah. The third one is Bikurim, First Fruits. The fourth one is Shavuot, or Pentecost. The fifth one is Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. The sixth one is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And the seventh one is the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. So I got a question. Are you really a brother or sister of Jesus, or do you just think you are? Can you be a brother or sister and not do Passover? Can you be a brother or sister and not celebrate the Bikurim, the first fruit? Can you be a brother or sister and not celebrate the Day of Atonement? Are you really a brother or sister of Jesus, or do you think you are? You know, Satan knows Messiah. So think about that for a minute. We're going to take a quick commercial message.
We pray that you are being blessed by this teaching. Let me ask you something. Do you have in your spirit that there is more to know about the Messiah? Are you feeling spiritually dry? And you need some real living water taught to you from someone like one of the disciples who were all Messianic Jews? A Messianic Jew is a Jewish person who knows the Messiah has come. Is there a stirring in you that for the prophecies about to unfold all over the earth, that you are not as prepared as you would like to be? And you want the type of faith like those 11 Jewish disciples? So you say to yourself, is there a real place that I can go like one I see in the book of Acts? Is there a place where Jews and Gentiles worship together as one people? Is there a place that teaches the straight up biblical truth like the Messiah taught, without rabbinic teaching or man-made church doctrine? A place that could really prepare me for what is coming? A place that follows in the footsteps of Messiah and worships on the Sabbath? Come out to Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation on Saturday at 11 a.m. for worship, Israel and prophecy news, and most important, the word from a Jewish understanding. All who seek the truth are welcome. Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation is located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Visit our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. Or the JesusIsJewishShow.com.
Welcome back to the JesusIsJewishShow.com. Check out our website, the JesusIsJewishShow.com, and bgmctv.org. Okay, now what we're talking about here, are you a brother or sister of Messiah? Are you keeping those holy days that we talked about before? Because Jesus says, you are doing the will of the Father, then you're my brother or sister. Also in Leviticus 23 verse 3 is found something really very important for Jesus saying that you will be his brother or sister. It says in Leviticus 23 verse 3, for 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there's a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It is the Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings. Jesus says that this is the will of his Father. And that is the will of his Father, keeping the Sabbath. So we ask the question again. Are you really a brother or sister of Jesus? Or do you just think you are? Do you just think you are? If you want to be Jesus' brother or sister, according to Matthew 12, verse number 50, it says, for whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother, sister, and mother. If you're celebrating those holy days, you are a brother of Yeshua the Messiah. If by your own choice you do not, then by what Jesus says here in verse number 50, you are not a brother or sister of his. So, if you're celebrating those holy days, then you are a brother or sister of his. But if you're not, by your own choice, you're not his brother or sister. Then by what Jesus says here in verse 50, if you don't do those things, you're not his brother or sister. Question, are you really a brother or sister of Jesus, or do you just think you are? Remember this, Jesus is Jewish and he never changes. He says, you're his brother or sister if you do the will of his Father. So next week, Shalom.
Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation is located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Visit our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. Or the JesusIsJewishShow.com.